Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. The Bible paints a clear picture that we benefit from being with each other as Christians. As we consider effective ways to do that in our very busy lives, we encourage you to consider what it can be like to be a part of a healthy community group. We will look at aspects of hospitality, authenticity, and belonging as Pastor of Assimilation and Community, Jim Bennett, talks to group leaders and people who have benefited at Harvest by connecting to a community group. Our goal is to make these groups great places to grow and go. Today's podcast is the final one of a four-part series titled Being a Part of a Healthy Community Group.
Well, we're glad you're with us for today's podcast. My name is Jim Bennett. I'm the pastor of Assimilation and Community here at Harvest. And I'm here today with Rich and Lynn Randall, who are newer to our church, but they've jumped right into a community group, and we want to talk to them about that. So hello, Lynn and Rich, and I want to ask you first, just what motivated you as newer people at Harvest to even look into a community group?
Well, hey, Pastor Jim. I think I'd say probably the fact that we've been to Harvest for a while. We attended. We felt like this was a place where we wanted to grow closer to the other people in the congregation. We've been here worship together, but we felt like it was a time to really get to learn who those worshipers are and do life together and share, you know, and grow closer in our differences and in the things that alike.
And I would say for myself, I've been involved in small groups, life groups, and your version is called community group.
Yep.
And so I think it's truly all of that together. You're doing life together with other people in a small group setting, so you get to know people at a much deeper level, because you can't be close with every single person in the church. And then you have the opportunity to share each other's joys, each other's struggles, and rejoicing together, and just really supporting one another, praying for one another. So I've been part of them before, and wanted to definitely continue in that journey, knowing that it definitely deepens your maturity as a Christian.
Excellent. Maybe as we think about that, you've established some good ways that these help you grow. How have you seen them help you establish some good relationships at the church? Like you were saying, Lynn, you can't just get to know everybody, but through the community group, what have been some things that the community group, as you built those relationships, you've been allowed to do because of that?
I would say as Rich and I started attending this church, we were kind of in a new chapter in life, have lived in this area for several years together, and having more of a family focus now. I had some people reach out to me specifically, some other moms who specifically encouraged by text message and a couple phone calls, and just really wanting to connect and encourage what was going on in our life and in our walk at the time. So that those relationships definitely drew me into saying yes to a community group.
Excellent. Rich?
You know, Jim, despite being a massive 5'7", I'm not one of those guys who's into sports. I'm not into a lot of typical guy things.
Okay.
So having the ability to have something that definitely pulls us together, having a love for Christ, seems to making relationships easier. And then realizing that from there we've got lots of different things in common, the family things in common, all the life events that we were going through at different times, but we have that common thread.
Yeah, and you guys have taken it an extra level, I've noticed, because I'm in a community group with you. And I've noticed how you've taken the next step because of those relationships, and you've served a bunch of people. So without bragging about that, can you share the benefit of that? I know I've benefited from it, from when you mowed my lawn.
Well, I mean, hey, I benefited from that. I got some exercise. Come on. In that massive 5'7" frame, I've got to work out these muscles quite a bit, and it gave me a good opportunity to share and to be to be able to share a blessing, to have the flexible time. And God has given me that that flexibility. I wanted to glorify Him with that. And that's what we want to do with our lives, our time every day. So
yeah.
He gave me an opportunity. And there's been, you know, we've grown in that. So we grow close to the Lord. And we know that there will be a time when we receive. And there are times when we do, especially, you know, as we've gone through a period where we were vulnerable. And, you know, we're foster parents. We're certified to foster. And that takes a lot of love. And it takes a lot of support.
Yeah. And our group, I know, has been supported by you, and you've been very supporting of that. I know just from watching that, you know, you've helped other people. You've gone and babysat. You've had people in your home. You've invited them over or gone over to their house. And that's even outside of the community group meetings when we gather together to study the Bible and pray. So for me, it's great to see those relationships building and you taking those steps even further. I just want to encourage you that. That's a really good thing.
Thank you.
What do you think the challenges are in general for newer people at a church? You know, maybe they've been at Harvest or another church if they're listening from somewhere else, and they've been there maybe a year, 6 months, a year. They're not sure about everything, but, you know, they kind of think, hey, this is a good church. What do you think some of the challenges are for those people to get connected in the first place?
I think even if checking out the community groups here, there's that question of, well, what exactly do they do in their group? And so talking to somebody and finding out kind of what the format is, just that knowing that it's a place to come gather, share life, delve into the scriptures together. And by having a room full of people who, if we say that the Holy Spirit is inside of us and transforming us and working inside each and every one of us, when you approach scripture, you're hearing so many people speak about scripture from what the Holy Spirit is opening their eyes to right then. And so it makes it almost a richer, fuller experience. That, at least that's how I would say that I've interacted with it in the past and even now. The other thing is coming into a group where other people already know each other. And you kind of feel like you're the new person.
Yeah.
And it takes you a little while to hear a little bit about their life and their story and what God's doing currently with them. But God uses each of our individual lives and our struggles to be an encouragement to others. And so you get out of it what you put into it. So if you approach it from a vulnerable state, once you feel comfortable to actually open up, once you are open and can share what, first of all, the Holy Spirit is showing you in Scripture, what is He showing you, how is that impacting your life currently, being able to share some of the ways that people can truly pray for you, not just for other people that you know, but ways to truly pray for you, that's a lot of support. Fighting in the heavenly realms. And so that's definitely one of the things I appreciate.
Yeah, well said. All those things are, you know, even with those challenges, it's great to hear Rich and Lynn talking about it's worth it. Yeah, there is some risk to take. You don't know people as well. You want to, but those risks are worth it when you jump in and put yourself out there and get to know people, and they'll pray with each other and learn the Bible together. So, we're really thankful for you. And for those listening, this begins a few weeks of us talking about community groups and being in a healthy community group, what that looks like. We'll talk about hospitality and authentic relationships. And it's our goal through these podcasts that you would grow in your Christian walk and take that step towards really getting connected and plugged in with people that can help you walk with Christ. So thanks for listening. Make it a great day.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.